This is my second time to be here and get to be a part of this fellowship. I have enjoyed it. It's a blessing to be back. When I got from Dan, he was wanting me to share about forgiveness. You know, there are so many versions of forgiveness. There are theory forgiveness. Many people write several books on forgiveness. Some people teach in schools how to forgive. But there is another version which is real of forgiveness. I am from a country where we are trying to see which version will work. So far, which was this one? This is a friend of mine. We encouraged him to do this video so he can share with others to know what's going on in Rwanda, but also what Jesus is doing around the world. This is for Jesus more than it's for country of Rwanda. He seemed to make a decision different than a decision many people can make. Because this decision is not a popular decision. This decision doesn't show any fairness. He chose to make a decision following Jesus' way. You know, sometimes Jesus' way is not a popular way. We give forgiveness because the best gift we can give. Not necessarily because it's an expensive gift we can give, but because the best gift we can give. And we receive forgiveness not because we deserve it, but because we need it. We receive it because we need it, not because we deserve it. I know this is still America and the time is money, right? I don't want to take your money. You just give me the 25 minutes money, okay? So I just want to encourage you to make a decision to follow Jesus' way. It might not be easy. It's a process. And sometimes you are the one to pay. Forgiveness is not magical things. It's a decision. Some people rejected that path you are coming to see in this video. And they live with resentment. And still decision. I encourage you and invite you to join this journey, this path. It might not be popular. I promise, it's not going to be popular because sometimes you receive forgiveness in an unfair way. This guy didn't deserve forgiveness. I know this boy for 20 years. You can see signs of genocide on the body of this boy. Everywhere he goes. This should not be the person. In a fairness world, this is not the person to give forgiveness. This is the person to raise case. To start claiming rights. To start claiming fairness. But he chose a difficult path but still the best path, the path of forgiveness. One story from the Bible, it's a parable Jesus shared. There were two sons and one father. One son knew exactly what many people know, knew what is right. He knew his rights. He was claiming his right because young brother came home and young brother didn't deserve to be there. Didn't deserve anything. So someone who knew what right was claiming. And that boy was right. He was right. Because young son wasted his heritage, wasted his position. He didn't have any room in that home. But the father, who knew exactly what the forgiveness was, crossed the line. Was not just stuck to where fairness is reading everything. He knew that the son was needing forgiveness even though he didn't deserve. And that's the same for everyone. It's the same for me. It's the same for everyone. We receive forgiveness not because we deserve it, but because we need it. And we give forgiveness not because it's cheap, but because the best gift we can give. As a country, personally, I am learning to forgive even the country. It's in a fairness world, if you are a victim, you should be the one always to raise the cases. But in a Christ world or way, we bless those who cast us. Is that easy? No, it's not. But it still is the best. It's the best way we can live this life. We don't live a long time. We live very short time. Very short time. What can we do? What can we give this world? We can just be follow Jesus' way and set example of how we can reflect Jesus' image in this life. We are trying to overcome evil with good, but sometimes we are the one to pay. We are the one to pay. I know many people in my family never went to school because of bad leadership, because they were excluded to go to school because of how they were born. They were born in Tutsi, so they had no right to go to schools. They had no right to go to schools. And they were killed and because how they were born. It's interesting that today, one of what I'm pushing on my passion, is just I'm promoting education. Educate people, even those who are from the other side of the story. Give what we haven't received. We haven't been extended those grace. No. We are trying to extend the grace and the blessings never been extended to us. We try to be the last victims. We are trying our best. We can pay everything so we can be the last victim. Is that making sense? I don't speak American accent, so if you hear me, may God bless you. I don't speak American English. I'm trying to think in my language, then I have to translate, and I'm not good in language, so If you hear me, may God bless you. But at least you can hear my heart. Right? In a fairness world, it's where they apply principle of eye to eye. In the Jesus world or kingdom, we bless those who cast us. How is it working in your life? How is it working in your context? I invite you to join that journey and choose that path. It's not going to be easy, but still is the best. It's the best you can leave behind. God bless you. Let's pray. God, we all need to be forgiven on many things we have done, but also we need to learn to extend that gift to others. Sometimes we wait for them to repent, or we wait for them to make amendment. But we are praying that you help us to cross the line so we can always know to give this best gift. Those people who have wronged us, they are in need of what we have in hand. We have in hand. When we forgive them, we release them. God, may you help us and open our eyes so we can know the best gift we have can be extended to many lives and can change the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Columbus. It was really good. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. As I preach, I learn more. It's not what I say, it's what I live. If you give me more time, I keep getting more stuff because I find myself I'm learning more than I'm sharing. So God bless you and bless your week.